Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, July 27th. Another very warm day here in North Texas. I guess that's turning into a broken record. For those of you who are old enough to remember what that means, I suppose a lot of the millennials and anybody under five probably doesn't know what a broken record is. But anyway, it's still very hot here. It's going to be hot for several days, to say the least. Today we're going to talk about the great news of the American economy, 4.1% GDP in this last quarter. I mean, that is just absolutely wonderful, wonderful news for the workers, for the business people, not, of course, for the politicians. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But it's great news for the American worker and the American businessman. That's who benefits from news like that. I've got a couple of thoughts also on these reporters now who scream questions at President Trump. Now, there have always been reporters like this, but for some reason, with CNN, it's becoming their style with President Trump. And I've got a few thoughts on how President Trump can handle this in the future. But I'm going to begin with a couple of stories. I'm going to refer you to my blog, because the easiest way to show you this is direct you to my blog, where I've got a post entitled, "This Young Woman is So Embarrassing." And I'm talking about this young woman, new congresswoman-to-be from the Bronx, Alejandra, whatever Ocasio-Cortez, I think her name is. And this young woman is just plain embarrassing when she goes out and she starts talking about the economy or spending or taxes. But what is even more embarrassing, frankly, is the people, the people who are asking her questions, who don't challenge anything she says. And if you watch this video that I'm talking about, I guess I don't even know what show she was on, but the host is basically just sitting there taking all this in, doesn't even challenge anything she says. And I think that's even worse than to have these embarrassing remarks by what will likely be the future congresswoman in that district. I have another post also today about Venezuela and inflation. You know, when you're talking about inflation rates of 1,000, 1,000,000%, it's almost incalculable. And what does that mean? It means that nothing is worth anything. No paper, no currency, no investment is worth anything. And that's where, where Venezuela is today. And what amazes me and continues to amaze me is this is a country with huge oil reserves. And now that the price of oil is going up, you would think that this country would be doing better, but it's not. It's not, and it's not going to do better, frankly, until there's a regime change and until they do away with these terrible policies that were implemented by Chavez and now continued by Maduro. It's just an absolute disgrace what is happening down in Venezuela. And it's so interesting because this is a rich country. This is a country that not long ago had a pretty nice middle class, a very nice country. Well, it's not that way anymore. It's pretty much a survival for life. I mean, you survive every day. Look at the number of Venezuelans who are going into Colombia, just fleeing the country and going into Brazil. Pretty sad situation. Well, let's talk a little bit about the GDP. Great news today from the American economy. GDP growth of 4.1%. And again, we haven't had numbers like that. I don't think we had it during the Obama years. I believe there was one quarter in 2014 under President Obama when we had GDP growth of, I think, 3%. But 4%, I think you have to go back to a couple of the Bush years for growth of that in that fashion, or maybe even some of the Clinton years. I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've seen 4% and the GDP in the same sentence. And of course, this is great news. This is just absolutely great news for the American worker. Great news for the American business and businesswoman who's out there running a business. They're selling, manufacturing. That's what it's all about. And they're the ones that we should be celebrating. Of course, you cannot separate the economy from politics. You simply cannot do it. And I have to tell you that I really believe that is what is behind this economic boom that we are experiencing, and I'm pretty confident is going to go on for a while, by the way. I don't think this is a flash in the pan. I think this is just the beginning of what will be a sustained period of economic growth in the United States, even potentially at some point down the road, hitting 5% in economic growth, GDP growth, that is. But I think what is really behind it is President Trump. I really do. I think there's a lot more confidence in President Trump than there was in President Obama. I think there's a sense that President Trump understands a free market economy that I know a lot of people, I myself included, I never thought that President Obama understood a free market economy. I just don't think he was exposed to it, either as an attorney or as a community organizer. I think he was too much of a government guy, and he didn't really understand how a private economy worked. On the other hand, President Trump comes from a business background. He has himself seen how these trade deals work. So, you know, he brings a certain experience to the job and a certain affinity, if you will, to the American private economy that we have not seen, and we certainly didn't see it under President Obama. So I really do believe that his election and the way he's executing the presidency, particularly deregulating the economy, many of the executive orders that are pro-business. I think there's also a sense in the country, if you're in business, there's a sense in the country that the government is on your side. I think under President Obama, that was not true, particularly the that was just going out making life difficult for people who were producing and manufacturing and so on. But most of all, the credit goes to the American worker and the American businessman and woman, because they're the ones who are making this possible. And it's so good. I mean, it is so good to sit here and talk about a booming American economy. It's just great. It just feels wonderful to see that, to have that conversation again. Again, we have not had this conversation about the American economy for quite some time. You know, we didn't have it during the Obama years. We had it to some extent during the Bush years, particularly from 2003 to 2007, when we had a really good economy. But we haven't had it in a long time. And it's so wonderful to be able to sit there and talk about a GDP growth of 4.1%. I mean, that's just an absolutely amazing, amazing number. And of course, this has an impact outside of the United States, because when the American economy is growing at these numbers, the impact that this has around the world is just absolutely phenomenal, because every country in the world grows if the United States grows. And, you know, we're the engine, if you will, of the world economy. We're the big engine. We're the one that moves the world economy. And when we're moving, when we're creating jobs, when the U.S. economy is humming at these levels, believe there's a lot of countries around the world that are pretty happy. Now, they may publicly say this or that, but privately, I guarantee that they're very, very happy with what is happening with the American economy. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear from my friend Carlos, and then we'll be right back.
This is Carlos Guerin Harpy. I would like to see you guys this Saturday night at Tzatziki's at the Star, located at 6765 Winning Drive in Frisco. I'll be performing instrumental high-energy music at 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Make your reservation today at 972-377-2276. Remember, Tzatziki's at the Star is the place to hang out on Saturday night. For upcoming dates, look for me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And we've got all of that right there on the show information under show description, where it says Carlos Guedes. You click that, and you'll find out where he's at around town. I know he's in a lot of different places because he's constantly posting over at Facebook. He's here and he's there. And if you have a chance to go see him, I think you're going to enjoy him a great deal, a great deal. Well, we say happy number 70-something. We're not exactly sure how old he is. We know he turned 70 a few years ago, and that's Bugs Bunny. Probably one of the most cartoons in the history of cartoons. I've got to believe that maybe Mickey Mouse is the only one who's probably better known than Bugs Bunny. I mean, if you go to the world, Bugs Bunny, everybody knows him. So we say happy number 70-something. We don't know for sure, but we say happy number 70-something. Leo Durocher, the great manager, he was a player as well as a manager of the 1954 Giants, who won the World Series. He was most recently the manager of the Cubs, back in the 70s, I think, or the late 60s. He was just a great baseball character. Well, he was born on this day in 1903. He passed away in 1991. Also, 15 years ago, man, the time really flies, doesn't it? 15 years ago, Bob Hope passed away. And he passed away like 2 months after he turned 100. He turned 100 in May, and he passed away in July at the age of 100. So we all remember Bob, I'm sure you do, remember some of those great shows that he put in the military, where he would go to the different places the military was, and he would perform those great Christmas shows. I thought he was fantastic. And, of course, he had a long career in the movies and radio. I mean, this is one of the old-time greats of show business, the wonderful Bob Hope. Well, let's talk a little bit about these reporters who shout questions at President Trump. Look, I don't think it's a good idea, and I've said this before, for President Trump to get into a fight with the news media or a particular organization, in this case, CNN. I'm not defending what CNN does either. Jim Acosta is frankly a fool, makes a fool out of himself every time he tries to be a journalist at these press conferences. And apparently a young woman yesterday was shouting questions at President Trump while he was sitting there with the person from the European Union or whatever. So I can certainly understand both sides of this. The reporter obviously doesn't want to get punished, and the White House doesn't like these reporters shouting questions. Now, President Trump knows, and this is a calculated decision I'm sure he's made, that if he gets into a fight with CNN, his base loves that. And over at CNN, they know that if they get into a fight with President Trump, the few people who watch their network are going to like it. And when I say the few people, CNN is having a very difficult time getting ratings. You know, if you look at the ratings of the three cable news networks, Fox News is doing well, MSNBC does well most of the time, but CNN is not. I mean, they're really way at the bottom, and they're not. I don't see any sign that they're going to grow any soon. So they've made it a policy to be anti-Trump or to do things like this, shout questions at President Trump and so on. So I don't think CNN looks very good here either, okay, to be honest with you. I don't like what CNN is doing. But I think President Trump, and you know, he's got to be a little bit bigger than that. You don't make a martyr out of this young woman who is screaming questions at you. Don't answer the questions. Let her scream. She looks foolish when she's screaming. I mean, the fact is she looks foolish when she's screaming. I'm sure most Americans who see these people in the press, you know, screaming at the president when he's got a guest in the country or whatever, I'm sure most people who look at that react the same way I do, which is, this is foolish. Why are you screaming questions at the president, and especially President Trump? You know, you may love or hate Trump. That's fine. Love him or hate him. He has been a lot more accessible to the media and to the reporters than Obama ever was. I mean, every time that President Trump is going to catch the helicopter to go somewhere, he answers questions from the media. Very often we'll sit there and answer questions from them. I don't remember President Obama doing a lot of that. In fact, I don't remember President Obama allowing the media that much or granting that much access to the media. In fact, there were many people back then who used to criticize President Obama for shutting out the media many times, or simply not giving the media the attention. And with Donald Trump, they get a lot of attention. They certainly get a chance to ask a lot more questions than they did with Obama. But the bottom line is, for President Trump, don't get in the gutter with some of these news people. Let them scream. They're the ones who are making fools out of themselves. Let them scream. When we watch this on TV, what we're seeing is a woman screaming. Don't make her a martyr by denying her entrance to future events. Let her scream. Let her scream. She's not making any fans. And I think everybody knows what CNN is doing, and everybody knows that CNN is basically made a business decision to go after Trump. So let her scream. And President Trump, just forget about it. Forget about it. In one ear and out the other. In one ear and out the other. And I think that's really the best way, in my opinion, to deal with these reporters who shout questions at the president. Just ignore them. Ignore them. Ignore them completely. Well, thank you for watching, folks. Thank you for listening, I should say. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you later. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Bye-bye, everybody.